Blog Talk Radio.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I've got another day. I've got a lot to say.
somebody. God bless you all for tuning in. Amen. You can't tell it like I tell it how God been good to who? To you. I'm pretty sure that everybody that is tuning in right now and listening all over the world, amen, I'm pretty sure you have that testimony down in your spirit that you could say that no one can tell it like you can tell it how God been good to you. If that's you, my God Almighty, right now, you could go ahead and stop what you're doing. Now, if you're driving, you just want to go ahead and pull over side the road, pull in the gas station, and just go ahead and throw your hands up and give God the praise, because no one could tell, my God, what you could tell how good God's been to you. Is there any witness out there this morning? Is there any witness, my God Almighty, ADM family, is there any witness, amen, that could truly testify to, could say, you know what, how good that God been to who? How good God been to you? I truly believe, my God, without a shadow of doubt, as you keep on pressing on, as you keep on keeping on, amen, you're going to continue to see, my God, what is good. What is good? His promises, his amen, and the blessings of the Lord is fulfilling in your life. So no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter which way you turn, if it's left or right, you will see, my God Almighty, the goodness of the blessings of the Lord is fulfilling your life. Come on, somebody, and go ahead and give God a glorified amen. And somebody need to just go ahead and shout, my God, with me, amen. I want to give somebody a prophecy right now. Let me help you prophesy. Amen. You can't tell it like I could tell it how God been good to me. Well, that's past tense. Other words, that's something that has already happened, and I could tell you how good God been who to me. Now when I use this phrase here, amen, my God Almighty, God is being good. God is good to me. I'm dealing with presence right now. God is good to me. Amen. Then when I can use this phrase right here, amen, I am expecting, my God, the goodness of God to fulfill my life. I'm dealing with future now. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, got a testimony where you could say, my God, they can't tell it how I could tell it, how God been good to me? They dealing with past tense. Somebody can say right now, you know what, Pastor? God, my God Almighty, has been good to me. They talking about right now. Is there anybody has a expectation that something's finna work out for your good? Something's finna work out for your favor? Something's finna turn around in your life? Is there anybody speaking to the future? My God Almighty, I ain't trying to preach right now, but I want to let somebody know, guess what? Every area in your life is covered. What you mean, Pastor? I'm covered by past tense, my God. I'm covered by now, and also I'm covered for what to come. Every area in my life is covered by what? The goodness of the Lord. Is there anybody out there this morning or evening or afternoon? My God, doesn't matter what time it is, that you could say, my God, God been good to me. He's going to be, I have expectation, Pastor, that God's going to be good to me. Why? I got my healing finna come. I got my miracle finna come. I got my blessings finna come. I got a feeling, my God Almighty, that God, my God, is up to something. When right now, God been good to me right now, because why? Let me deal with the presence for a minute. It's what I feel right now. It's what I can sense in the spirit. It's what I can discern, my God, coming into my life when right now, because now, my God, the Bible declares no faith if the substance of things to hope for, not the evidence of things not seen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyhow, I just want to lift him up. Thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world, special partners and listeners in South Africa. My God, Kenya, we God bless you, my God Almighty. We thank God for you, Nigeria, and we thank God for also our partners and listeners in Australia and Nigeria. We thank God for you all, Norway, United Kingdom, and always a blessing. And I'm pretty sure that somebody could say, you can't tell it like I could tell it, that God has been good. Somebody need a hashtag that. that, amen. You can't tell it like I could tell it how God been good to me. See, they can't praise, listen, they can shout with me, but you can't praise God with me, amen. You can cry with me, but you can't praise him like I could praise him. Why? Because when it happened in your life, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, I know he don't bless my neighbors. I know he don't bless my mama and them, grandma and them, auntie and them, and all them, and families and friends, but it don't change personal. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul, my spirit, my mind, everything about me, give God a shout of hallelujah. I got a question, you all. Have you ever been lied on, talked about, and it done made you feel some type of way? Watch this. Whenever God been or did something in your life, you ain't thinking about who lied on you, who talked about you, who saying what, who got what going on. You ain't thinking about none of that. All you doing is what? Rejoicing. Can somebody this morning rejoice in the Lord with me? We ain't thinking about no problems, no situations, no issues. My God, what can happen? What probably happened? What burden it is? Whatever it is. All I know, you can't tell it like I can tell it. Come on, somebody. Go ahead and praise God with me for 30 seconds.
Clap your hands. Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? You said,
can I get a witness? Can I hear from you?
Can I get a witness?
Can I hear from you?
Can I hear from you?
And friends all over the world, ADF family, go ahead and clap your hands, put your hands together. It ain't about who can see you. It's for yourself. It's for your walk. It's for your life. It's for you to praise God. Because at the end of the day, even you walking the floor, even you hoping and praying, even you, my God, God's going to work it out while you trying to figure it out. And God say, don't figure it out. I already worked it out. Even you have not nail-biting situations. If you, my God, want to throw in the towel, then you had to pull that towel back. If you wanted to give up, my God, about it, then something's going to tell you, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So it might well be you. Go ahead and give God, my God, can I get a word?
Tell somebody, you can't tell it.
That somebody's going to get it. You can't tell it blessing. You can't tell it miracle. I just can't tell it how you, my God, God been good. You know how you can get blessings. You just can't say nothing. You can't put it in words. Even if you try to put it in words, you cannot even articulate the words correctly. Because why? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all, come on.
You can't tell. You can't tell it.
Feel like having a little church up in here. Can we have a little church up on Block Talk internationally all over the world? Even your internet, I dare you to go ahead and blast it, turn it up. Let's have a little church up in here. God said, first lady, my God, late night when I just turn on something spiritual, he began to holler. He began to say, God, I can feel, my God, I feel what he feel. I can't do nothing but say, God, my God, let's go ahead and have a look.
Everybody clap your hands.
I just want to get give somebody an opportunity, my God Almighty, you go ahead and get your bearings together. You go ahead and get your thoughts together. Because sometimes, my God, God will release something in the atmosphere. He might do it by somebody, do it on his own. But sometimes he might do it even by the star, that you need to shake yourself together and just let you know, if God don't brought you through the valleys, if he don't brought you over the mountains, if you don't went through every opposition that the enemy could possibly throw itself at you, and you don't made it through, can I tell somebody, you don't made it through, you might as well, my God Almighty, go ahead and give God. God don't brought you through this far, he ain't gonna leave you right now. God don't brought you this far, he ain't gonna give up on you right now. God don't brought, baby, oh, can I tell you something, you don't went through all, you don't went through the hellish part of your life, and I want to let you know something right now, this too shall pass. You might as well go ahead and give good. Somebody just need to just praise him, because the songwriters say, when blessings go, my God, when praises goes up, blessings comes down. I know it's easy to cry. It's easy just getting your feelings. It's just easy just get in the dark room and shut off the light. But I just want to let somebody know, my God Almighty, in my old Baptist voice, that the joy of the Lord is, come on somebody, is by scrimp. I tell you what, my God Almighty, I don't know if that's what the Holy Ghost want to do today. Just give God a praise break. Somebody need to praise him for what's to come. Somebody need to praise him for the miracles this week. Somebody need to praise him because things are going to be overturned. Decisions going to be made. Somebody need to praise him because you probably got COVID. You did not know it. And God kept you. And oh, my God Almighty, somebody need to go. Monica, you just turned another year old. We celebrate. We're going to celebrate your blessing. Just giving God a praise. Go ahead, Monica. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and think of, my God, I tell you what, my God, over your all years, my God, you might as well think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for you. Go ahead and praise him, daughter.
When the praise is
Harris, where you at? You still praising him? You don't made it through? My God, I'm talking about, my God, a family woman that got a family. Don't made it, don't got your degree, don't focus on where you at? Can I talk about the goodness of the thing? See, not everybody is suffering, amen. Not everybody, holy, even if they probably going through, but you best believe that the blessings of the Lord are going to illuminate my life more than somebody going, I just feel like praising the Lord. It's your shield, it's your protector, my God, that can in the old time Baptist, he said, he's a meal in the middle of the wheel. Y'all better come on, somebody, and just go ahead and give him the praise. I just feel like celebrating. I just don't know what for. But I would like to say, when I think of the goodness of the Lord, baby, my God, can somebody just say that? Somebody, where you at, Nigeria? You might need a hashtag that for a second. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, what my Espanol brother said, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done, come on, somebody. I can't do nothing but give God a praise. We can't do nothing but give God a shout of glory. My God Almighty, is there anybody there this morning, my God, that is not going to allow their situation to define them, but they defining their situation right now at this very moment? Because I will not allow anything stop me, my God, for giving God the glory and say, when I didn't see no way out, God made the way out. When I did not see I could overcome, God showed me and took me through the thing. When I thought it's going to be tough, God made it easy. When I thought the enemy coming like the flood, the standard of the Lord done lifted up against somebody, my God, against him. I just feel like giving God, if I got to praise him by myself, I'm going to praise him. This is what I love, my God Almighty. This is what you call spring training. In football, they got a thing called spring training conditioning. Because when game time comes, all the hard work, my God, that they displayed, my God Almighty, they show it in game. Can I tell y'all, sanctify something, folks, something? When you get back in your local church and soon you start having physical contact, folks gonna look at you shouting. You need to let them know, baby, I was shouting in my bedroom before I came here. I was shouting in my mirror before I came here. I already got my spring conditioning in before I, what you saying right now is the evidence what was going on in my car. It was the evidence when I went to work, I had to go in the bathroom and just think of the goodness of, oh, Jesus, and all that he done for me. My soul cries out. Come on, somebody.
God,
Almighty, I don't know who this for. By now, you got a whole bunch of word inside of you. Amen. God probably just want us pray. This might be the just the word in a broadcast for today. Amen. Giving God our praise. Amen. Giving God praise. Somebody just need to look in a mirror. Matter of fact, you don't got no mirror. I'm pretty sure you got a cell phone. Turn that camera on you. Put a smile on your face. Say, yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still giving God a praise. Yeah, you shook my faith just a little bit, but I'm still standing. At the end of the day, you might not see it, but when a strong wind blow, even the strongest building might rock a little bit, but you ain't going to fall. You ain't going to break. Can I tell somebody this morning, it doesn't matter. Matter what blew your way, you ain't gonna fall, you ain't gonna break. You might rock side to side, but I'm not gonna fall. I might rock side to side. I'm not gonna throw in a tower. I might rock side to side. I'm not gonna give up. I may rock side to side. I'm not gonna, my God, lose, my God Almighty, my unchanging hand with the Lord, because the songwriter say, I will trust in the Lord. Oh, that's a praise moment right there, because
tell them what you want.
If you want your body here,
tell them what you want.
Whoa, if you want your body here,
tell them what you want.
Hands together, amen, because my God Almighty, I'm about ready to say the benediction and get up out of here, amen. You go ahead and put your hands together, because at the end of the day, amen, it ain't about what people say, it ain't about what people think of you, it's about what God's going to do in your life. And if you know that God's going to do exceedingly above all things, you better text me, you better hashtag, you better give God some praise, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, you not in my body, I'm in my own body, and I got the trust in the Lord. I like the songwriter say, until my God Almighty, I transition, my God, because I'm not going to die. I'm going to transition with the
that's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He changed my soul.
That's what he said.
And it made me whole.
That's what he said.
He delivered me.
That's what he said.
He brought me out.
That's what he said.
He changed my soul.
That's what he said.
He changed my tongue.
That's what he said.
He gave me new life.
That's what he said.
He gave me the strength.
That's what he said.
That's what he done.
That's what he done.
I'm so glad about it.
That's what he done.
I'm so glad.
Oh, I'm gonna get ready to go, First Lady. But before I go, my God Almighty, ABM family, I'm not gonna go no further. My God, I truly believe that God wants someone to give him praise. I truly believe this morning it was just a way of encouragement. I know that it's not our normal preliminaries, amen, but at the end of the day, amen, that's all right. That's just the normal or the usual of ABM ministry. Listen, this is going to bring an end to our broadcast, amen. This is going to bring an end to our Sunday service. I want to just let everyone know you keep your eyes focused on the Lord, and I want to let everybody know at the end of the day, if you got to change your schedule around just to give God a praise, baby, go ahead and change your schedule around. If you got to do something different that is out the norm of the expectation of people, you do what you got to do, because at the end of the day, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Listen, I'm telling you, you better join in all next week at 7 a.m. on this same broadcast, Eastern Standard Time. This is an ADM minister, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, and the ADM family. We want to tell you peace. We love you. We out. You might as well pray.
My soul get happy. My soul get happy. My soul get happy. That's what it's done.
That's what it's done.
That's what it's done.